Against a black background, a silver-blue aluminium-like strip floats from above, forming a mountain peak. Underneath, the words Summit Entertainment appear in white letters. Light falls on a bare-chested, muscular male as he draws back an arrow in its bow. An etched profile of an archer within a silver rectangle, Alcon Entertainment. The rectangle stretches to become a curving white stripe against black, joined by another in which appears the word Presents. The stripe curves and widens, more black and white zebra stripes appear. Within, the words Racing Stripes. The markings fade to become a torrential downpour at night. A roadie shouts down from the top of a lorry in a convoy. Another tries to secure a tarpaulin. Part of the word circus is visible. Drenched roadies in oilskins struggle against the elements by torchlight. A roadie shouts up at a man in the cab of a truck. He clambers out. The passenger door opens and the woman in high-heeled white boots steps down. Wearing a raincoat and black-fringed wig, she totters around the front of the truck to join the others. She passes a lion's cage. Lightning flashes over a cutout of a gorilla. She passes a lorry marked with zebra stripes. Amidst the chaos, two men struggle to fix a tire. A handler holds a drenched zebra by its bridle as others carry items up a ramp and into the back of the truck. A pair of zebras are led up the ramp. The burly roadie calls out and the tailgate's lifted, the words Circus Sarang emblazoned across it. The convoy moves off, the bedraggled, tethered zebras look out over the tailgate. Abandoned on the tarmac lies a large basket. A small zebra foal, its face half obscured beneath a piece of sodden hessian, looks out. A middle-aged man drives through the pouring rain in his pickup, his eyes fixed on the bumpy road ahead. He blinks to keep himself awake, his wipers ineffectual against the rain. He glances down at a photograph taped to his dashboard. It's of a pretty woman. The man, Nolan, smiles sadly, then returns his gaze to the road. As the pickup rounds a corner, the foal, still in the basket, pricks up its ears. The pickup approaches, its headlights catching the basket. The startled Nolan swerves, then pulls up. Nolan stares with a puzzled frown at the obstruction, then turns off the engine and gets out. Already drenched, he stares open-mouthed at the basket, then cautiously approaches.
Hey, Benton.
He crouches low, taking off his jacket. He gently puts it round the tiny zebra.
Just calm down, it's all right.
He strokes its head, its eyes black and shining, its lashes long. The truck drives over a bridge, passing through a gateway beside a Kentucky sign. He drives along a track bordered either side by a white-painted picket fence and into Walsh Farm. He pulls up beside other vehicles, roofs and machinery picked out in the moonlight. A stable door opens and he comes in carrying the basket. He carefully sets it down.
It's all right. It's all right. There you go.
A young girl appears in the doorway and beams.
You weren't kidding.
She approaches.
We keep him, Daddy. Can we, please?
I don't know. It's... You know, he's probably got all kinds of special needs. We should probably call a zoo and...
No! Zoos, you know I don't like the idea of animals in cages.
Honey, neither do I, but let's just see what we got here. Let's think about this.
The kindly faced Nolan stands and rubs his neck.
All right, well, first things first, let's get him some blankets and warm milk. Okay, don't get too carried away.
The girl hugs him and runs out into the yard. Nolan starts to go with a weary sigh and slight shake of the head. He starts to close the heavy wooden door and glances back at the foal, who turns to look at him. He looks away thoughtfully and closes the door. The foal looks about.
See, you see one funny looking horse, you see no more.
Oh, come on! Get out there and say hello.
Wake me up when he leaves.
You know what? I'll do it myself.
It's the weirdest looking horse I've ever seen.
Very strange.
Oh, he's cute, Tucker. Come out here and meet our guest.
I'm coming. I swear, Franny. The funnier looking the animal, the more you want to keep it.
Kept you, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Well, subdivide me and Kentucky fry me. You know what, Tucker? You cut those bangs, you and him could be cousins. Yeah, just thinking out loud.
Question time. What exactly are you?
I don't know.
Okay, we can rule out genius. Hey.
Don't make me chew open a can of Pony Whoop.
Save the sweet talk for later.
Don't pay any attention to him. Listen, he's all whinny and no bite. I'm Franny, this is Reggie, and Mr. Sensitive here is Tucker.
And that old goat there is an old goat. Uh-oh, it's a chief.
Nolan returns.
You used to be so nice.
Yeah, I know, but I got over it.
Why do you have to be such a horse's...
Franny the goat, Tucker and Reggie wander away as Nolan settles by the foal with a bottle of milk with an overlong teat.
Let's just get you dried off first, all right?
Channing, the young teenage girl, runs in with blankets. Nolan dries the foal.
He's got real strong legs. He's quite the little athlete.
Channing comes close and grins at the foal.
Hey, buddy.
Why don't you grab the milk and see if he'll come to you?
She does so and holds it out.
Come here, boy. Come on. Come on.
The foal steps towards her. She leads him round.
Come on!
The foal drinks from the bottle.
Boy. Welcome to your new home, Stripes.
Stripes?
Well, Spot doesn't work now, does it? You like that name, don't you? Stripes.
Well, I'll take that as a yes.
Next morning...
My shoulders, which is more than I can say for some of my cousins.
A big old hound sleeps on the porch. Nolan comes out with a coffee mug. He watches Channing making a fuss of Stripes in the yard. She's putting a rope bridle on him. Franny and Tucker watch him trot in the sunshine.
Hey, slow down. Oh boy, kids these days, no control. Now back in my day.
Oh, here we go again with the ancient history lesson. Enough.
Stripes' ears suddenly prick up.
Now we're in for it.
Stripes trots away up a grassy slope and looks down over a gate to a racetrack far below.
Oh, what is that?
That is the only reason for a horse to live, kid. It's called a racetrack.
Oh, there's more to life than running around in a circle.
Well, maybe to you. It's like this. Humans race, horses race, there was even a chicken run. But there's never been a goat race. Ever, ever, ever. Get the picture, Franny?
Could I race?
It's complicated. It takes a lot of work to become a racehorse. What's a racehorse? They're the greatest. Once a year, there's a big race to see who's the best of the best.
By the way, the horses that won every year were the ones that we trained.
Why did you quit?
Ixnay on the other mate. Comprende?
Just say what you mean, Franny. We haven't spoken Latin since the pigs left.
Oh, all right. A few years ago, the little girl's mother had a horrible accident.
Yeah, her horse stumbled and neither one of them could be saved.
The chief couldn't bear to train another day after that.
And neither did we. Hey, look, they're ready to go.
How come none of them have stripes?
You take this one.
Thanks. Just unlucky, I guess.
Wow, look at him run! Watch me, I'm a racehorse!
Well, would you look at him? He loves to run. It's in his heart.
Yeah, but that's not enough.
You could train him. Then it would be enough.
Let me tell you something. The legs are too short, the head's too big. He's got about as much chance to race as me. Besides, I have got better things to do.
Oh, go fix your hair.
I heard that.
Watch me, I'm in the big race!
Stripes trots away. He peers through the white picket fence separating him from the stables and pavilion and the track.
that! Come on!
Two chestnut foals run over. They trot up to Stripes.
Whoa! Nice mohawk!
That's funny! Mohawk!
What's a mohawk?
Shut up, you idiot.
You guys trained to race?
Yeah! You want a taste? Ready, set, go! Catch me if you can!
Hey! I was ready!
Mommy, slowpoke!
Stripes canters parallel to them on his side of the fence. A fine black horse is led from the stables, Mr. Trenton. He looks up at the racing youngsters. The horse snorts, rears and canters across the grass towards them.
It's your dad!
Great.
Son! Stay away from that fence!
Come on, Dad. We were just having some fun.
Fun is overrated. If you're going to be a champion, I suggest you start acting like one.
Oh, your dad scares me, dude. Not me.
Right! Rough shot!
Coming, Father!
Yeah, coming, Mr. Sir Trenton, sir!
Stripes is left alone as Tucker trots up.
I don't understand. Why won't he let them play with me?
You're just different. And for some horses, different is scary.
Aerial views of the flat pastured landscape, 3 years later. White clapboard houses with white picket fence paddocks in spring sunshine. The racetrack set within a fenced field. Walsh Farm and the outhouses come into view. A line of quaint painted mailboxes. An impatient Stripes waits beside the Walsh mailbox.
He's never late. I'm all ready to go. Where is he?
He looks down the lane.
Oh, here he comes.
A mail van approaches beneath trees budding into blossom.
Bring it on. Show me what you got. Here we go.
The van pulls up and the bearded driver leaps out, cowboy style. Pinning Stripes with a steely, challenging look, he approaches with a mischievous raise of the eyebrow. He cracks his knuckles. The man opens the mailbox. Stripes cocks an ear. The man's eyes narrow. So do Stripes. The man blows at Stripes. The man laughs mockingly and closes the mailbox. He cocks an eyebrow, so does Stripes. The man darts back to his truck and makes a quick getaway. Stripes races after him on his side of the fence. The impressed, though annoyed man glances across at Stripes, who's neck and neck. Stripes glances across at the racetrack where a woman's on a white filly. The horse gawps. Stripes breaks. He hits a tree. He gets to his feet.
Dang, I had him today.
At the track, the filly refuses a jump. The woman dismounts and leads the filly to a hatted man.
She's just not right today, Mr. Cooper.
Yep. Better give her a break.
Okay.
His boss strolls up.
Call that jumping? Looks like she is having a seizure.
Sorry, Ms. Dalrymple. She seems a bit shy on the high jump, so I thought I'd take it easy on her.
Oh, of course you did. But you know, the thing is, I don't pay you to take it easy. I pay you to train.
You can only push a horse so hard.
Cooper. Why must you be so tedious?
She taps him with her riding crop.
Okay, here's the deal. As long as I am signing your checks, you will push her as hard as I tell you to.
Don't you have a board meeting at the track to get to?
They eye each other coldly. Roughshot and Pride are at the water trough.
Yo, Pride!
Check out the new filly.
What a mane.
Wow. Those flanks.
Watch, she's gonna come straight for me. Do I have anything in my teeth?
You always have something in your teeth, Roughshot.
Huh. Hey, where's she going?
Excuse me, would you care to join me for a drink?
A drink? Good call!
No.
Ouch!
Talk to the tail boys. Did you ever consider going around that tree instead of running through it?
Yeah, well, usually it moves out of my way.
I've never heard of a tree doing that.
You don't know the trees around here. Are you new?
Just got here. I'm Sandy.
I'm Stripes.
You don't say.
Are you a racehorse?
No, I'm a jumper. I've actually competed all around the world.
Well, I'm a racehorse. I'm training to be in the big race.
By racing the mailman?
Well, the other horses don't want to race me. I'm just way too fast for them.
He's not a racer.
Oh, not them again.
They say his dad's a horse and his mom's a fence.
Oh, real funny guys. I've gotta go. I'm sorry. I'll see you around, Stripes.
Later.
So, Stripey, how's it going? You still racing the mailman?
Oh, the mailman wasn't racing him. He was running away from him.
I'll race you anytime you want.
Ooh. Well, unfortunately, I don't race nobodies.
Yeah, he don't race nobodies.
Figures. All talk and no action.
Well, this is disappointing.
Oh, it's my dad.
Listen, you. I want you to stop bothering my son. And you can tell Tucker I said that. Trenton's pride is a champion with a real future, and you, well, you have your place.
Father, I...
You and I'll talk about this later.
Mr. Sir Trenton, sir, we've been trying to get this guy to stop bothering us, but he just won't stop...
Rashad?
...bothering us.
Shut up, you idiot.
Yes, Mr. Sir Trenton, sir.
Roughshod hangs back.
There's a place where we can settle this. No humans, no rules.
Where and when?
Night. Cool moonlight falls on hundreds of unsaddled horses in a field surrounded by trees. An impressive Shire horse addresses the multitude.
To the Blue Moon Races! Tonight's first contestant is 10-0 and good to go. He is the baddest pony on the prairie. Give it up for Trenton's Pride!
A sleek horse rears and snorts in the cold night air, taking his place.
Step right up if you're a horse enough.
Not me, no way.
Who's feeling their oats?
Nobody can beat him.
No way.
He's too tough. I'll take him on.
All heads turn as Stripes, shorter than the others, calmly walks through the crowd. The others laugh mockingly. Sandy watches with interest.
Just wait and see.
Stripes stops.
Hey, Sandy. Hi, Stripes.
Well, well. I'm surprised you showed up.
You want to talk or race?
That coat is simply dreadful. Well, it's slimming.
Oh, you're gonna wish you stayed home.
You're gonna wish I stayed home too. After I kick your butt.
And now, let's get ready to race!
Tucker watches from a distance beyond the fence.
Up to that heap, around it, and back to here.
The Shire Clydesdale holds up a scrap of cloth.
Make you look so bad in front of your girlfriend.
Stripes pounds the earth.
You got guts, kid.
Clydesdale drops the cloth. The two race along the line of horses.
See you, loser.
Pride takes off.
You're gonna need it. Come on, Pride. Is that all you got? Keep up, would you? I'm not even breaking a sweat yet. Good thing your daddy's not here to see this.
Holy cow, what a kick.
Stripes catches up.
You want to keep this interesting, huh?
I told you guys he's fast.
They race neck and neck.
Slow down, kid. You're going to blow the turn.
Stripes skids and falls, crashing into trees.
Stripes!
Nice turn, Stripey. I tried to warn you.
Stripes gets to his feet, dazed, as Prince returns to the others. Stripes looks about, undergrowth caught in his bridle. Tucker shakes his mane.
What can you say, rookie mistake?
Stripes, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
He slowly moves off through the thicket. Sandy hangs her head. Prince calls out after Stripes.
Hey, Stripey, did you really think that you could beat a trained professional?
A full moon hangs over the fields. Nolan's working on an old tractor. Channing lifts a wet rag from the trough and wrings it out a little. She turns to Stripes, who stands behind her, swishing his tail.
Hey there, boy.
She wipes the zebra.
What's up? Oh, what's the matter? I feel like there's something you're not telling me.
Are you sick or something?
There you are. Now you're all gorgeous again. Can't have my best boy looking all gnarly now, can I?
Stay out of the mud.
So you gonna stick to the story you don't know where the mud came from? It didn't come from the Blue Moon races?
Nope, just took a mud bath from my arthritis.
Channing hops on her bike.
Yeah. Helmet.
She smiles at her dad, holds up the helmet and puts it on.
Take it easy.
I'm gonna be late for work.
Yeah, that's right.
Stripes watches her go. A pelican flies overhead in the blue sky.
Boy, will you get a load of this dump? Even old McDonald wouldn't want this farm. But it's playful. Miles from the Jersey Shore, not an ocean in sight, not even a bird bed. No one will look for a classy guy like the goose here.
He crash lands.
Watch where you're going, that's my knee! So that's how we land in the big city. If there's no parking space, you make one. Any of you mugs got a problem with that?
Nice landing. Can we see you take off now?
Hey, are you a small horse or some sort of an ass? Because you look like an ass to me.
Look, I don't mean to be rude, but you seem to be a little more surf than turf. Did you take a wrong turn?
All right, because you look a little slow, I'll skip the salad and get right to the risotto. Let's just say I'm having a little disagreement with my family. We disagree on whether or not they should whack me. Name's Goose.
Oh, a pelican named Goose. Well, my name's Duck.
Duck?
Duck.
Duck.
Goose.
Oh, you're funny, but there's only room for one wise guy on this farm. And by the way, you should know that Goose is the name that strikes fear into anyone on the East Coast. Don't shoot! Don't shoot! I didn't do it! It was the horse with the funny hair! And the goat's in on it, too!
You're fine, pal, unless you're being chased by a backfiring tractor.
Look, here's the whole spaghetti sauce. I'm a hip bird. And when Sammy the Gull needs a lesson taught, the Goose is the guy he calls. Only this last job, I had a little mishap. Instead of hitting Freddy the Flamingo like I was supposed to, I hit Sammy's capo, Johnny Storcanato. And now Sammy, Freddy, Johnny, they're all after me.
Hey, buddy, you ever try shutting up?
You ever try swimming in cement horseshoes? I've taken out parks bigger than you.
Yeah? What'd you do, talk him to death?
Hey, be careful, pony boy, or someday somebody's gonna wake up with your head in their bed.
I should have guessed from the size of that pecker you'd be a big mouth.
Watch it, Stumpy. I'd cut you off at the knees, but it looks like somebody's beaten me to it.
All right, knock it off, you two. Nobody has anything to prove here. Stop it.
Proof? You want proof, huh? You see Rusty the rotating roost up there? Huh? Huh? He's about to get Goose.
Where is hunting season when you need it?
Franny watches Goose in the air.
Okay, adjust for the wind. Nice level flight. Come on, Goose. Use the force.
Pelican Poo flies past the weather vane and hits Reggie the rooster. Goose collides with the barn door.
Well, you can't say that he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn door.
Acid rain! Acid rain! I'm blind! It's too late for me! Save yourself! I'm going to the light! I see a bucket of dead relatives! Extra crazy!
Reggie runs into the henhouse. Stripes is down by the fence looking across to the stables when Tucker comes up to him.
Hey, kiddo, that's the worst turn I've ever seen anybody make. Awful, terrible, stinko.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, come on, the Blue Moon races are the worst kept secret of all time.
I know. I almost had him. I should have beaten him easily.
Wrong. You need more than raw talent, which you have, to beat a well-trained racehorse. It takes skill, and real discipline to become a racer. It's hard work. Nothing good ever comes easy. Uh-oh. And speaking of hard work... oh, boy. See you later, kid. Good luck.
Nolan walks up to Stripes.
Tractor's down, Stripes.
Yeah, it's time to earn your keep. Yeah.
Nolan slips on a harness.
Easy, take it easy. Yeah, good boy.
Sandy watches across the fence.
There you go.
Stripes is pulling a plow.
Come on, Stripes, give me a little more. A little more.
It's gonna be over that much quicker. Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Pride and Roughshod join Sandy.
Look at your big time racehorse now.
Yeah, big time. Check it out. Hey, plow boy! You missed a spot!
Why don't you guys go choke on an apple?
Oh, come on, darling. Don't go getting your tail in a knot.
Sandy trots off. Stripes is wearing blinkers as he pulls in a straight line with Nolan walking behind a handheld plough. They both stop. As Nolan takes a break, Tucker sidles up to Stripes. Hey, talk to
me. You look frustrated. What's the matter?
What is it going to take for me to get to the track so I can have another shot at pride?
I'm not going to blow sunshine up your tail, kid. You're from the wrong side of the fence, right? The only chance you got is forget it.
No. What? What were you going to say?
You got to get someone to ride you so you can show them what you can do.
A human?
No, we're going to strap that seed brain Reggie to your back. Of course a human, so if you do get the chance to race, you'll be ready. And pulling that thing can only help, so put your back into it. Get to work.
Yeah, I will make it to the track, Tucker. And when I do, I'm going to beat Pride and win the big race. Ugh!
He gallops off without Nolan, who chases him.
That's the attitude.
Lightning looks up.
Like my mama used to say, you can put your boots in the oven, but that won't make them biscuits.
The field is virtually all ploughed over. Nolan wearily trudges up to Stripes, who swishes his tail.
Good boy. You did all right, huh?
Yeah. Nolan looks up to see Channing on her bike come over the brow of the hill and head for the farm. He waves to her. He takes the harness off Stripes, who lumbers across to where Channing rests her bike against the barn. She smiles on seeing him.
Hey, there's my best boy. Been working your heart, hasn't he? See you later.
She wanders away. He looks at the bike.
I need to find a way to get rid of you.
That could be arranged.
Huh?
Goose lands.
Name's Goose. Hey, look, I'm always looking to do a favor for someone who's been in the joint. When'd you get out?
Out of where?
The Pokey. The Do Right Ranch. The I Am Bar Inn. Come on, you can level with me.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you're good. Yes, you are. You are very good. So where'd you do your stretch, huh? Sing Sing? Alcatraz? The Bronx Zoo?
Look, how can you help?
All right, listen up, you glue factory rejects. Professor Goose is going to school you on how to take out a motorcycle. Class is now in session.
Will we be tested on this?
Stuff it, McNugget. Rule number one, we never say nothing. Even when tortured, not a word gets out.
Franny, watch this. Goose, look out, Freddy Flamingo's right behind you.
Hey, Goose.
Ah! All right, I'll talk. It was Vito Pellegrino from Pier 9.
What do you know? Goose, who was really a pelican, is really a stool pigeon, who is actually a chicken that ducks. That makes five birds in one, count them.
I'm no chicken. Mind ya, I got nothing against chickens. I mean, some of my best friends are chickens. Fowl are fine folks. All right, let's go. It's time. Now you guys stay here. This ain't gonna be pretty. Boy, now what do? All right, tough guy. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Gentlemen, don't let the feathers fool you. This dude's dangerous. He's a killing machine disguised as an idiot.
Hey, you like that? Huh? Right in the seat. Okay. Lights out! Turning up the paint! You like that? Come on, can you hear me?
Goose snaps the fuel line.
Oh, you want to dance? You want a piece of the goose? Hey!
He attacks the bike with his beak. The animals watch bits of bike fly through the air. A blackened goose appears in the doorway.
You see? You call the goose? And bada bing!
Bada boom.
This is Reggie Red Rooster with the Farm Report. In sports news, Goose the Pelican dropped the motorcycle in the first round. Then for good measure, taught the truck a lesson as well.
The tire's flat, a wheel hub stuck to Goose.
Nothing to see here.
Channing's at the bike.
I'm late for work.
Well, you can take old Blue.
She spots the truck's flat tire.
Oh, that's just great.
Oh, come on.
How long will it take to put on the spare?
Well, honey, that is a spare. What the...
She sees Stripes standing at the ready and strolls over to him.
Can I take Stripes?
What do you mean, ride him?
Just for today.
No. No.
Come on, I have to get to work. Can I take him, please?
Honey, no. Besides, I mean, I'd never be able to get a saddle on him.
He does, watched by his daughter.
All right, so I got a saddle on him. Big deal. Not like he's gonna let you ride him.
You don't know him like I do.
Well, even if he does let you, you know how I feel.
Dad, I've been riding since I was 5.
That's not the point.
Come on. I mean, it's almost like he wants to be ridden.
Oh, honey, honey, come on.
Just let me try.
Come on, come on.
Channing pulls on a riding helmet and looks up at Nolan.
Careful.
He helps her up into the saddle and she and Stripes trot out of the barn. Franny and Tucker watch.
Now we're talking.
Talking to who? What you been talking about?
You've been training Stripes, haven't you?
It's nice and easy.
Nolan watches his daughter ride out of the farm. She turns to look back at him, then faces the front again. Nolan tears his eyes away and walks off. Franny's still by Tucker.
Run like the wind, show him what you got.
Will you shut up? I'm the coach, you're the goat. Now listen to the way it's done. Run like the wind, kid, show him what you got. See, that's coaching.
Channing ups the pace and Stripes canters up the hill. They ride by a river and through a tree-lined meadow. Grinning broadly, she stops and pats his neck. She rides him into the middle of the racing track where people stare. Her face now grim, Channing rides past horses in pens.
Go home.
Go home, four-lapped hooves.
Haven't you learned your lesson?
You don't fit in.
Go back to your tribe.
We don't want you.
Nobody asked you here, freak.
Yeah, no freaks allowed.
Horses gallop on the racetrack as Channing lays the saddle on top of a white trackside fence. She secures it, then turns to Stripes.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Be good.
His eyes are fixed on the two thoroughbreds on the track.
Those guys aren't so fast. I can take them.
Two flies sit on a dozing man's hat.
On a cloudy day, when it's cold outside.
Oh, Scurlus! How can you ruin a great song like that?
Oh, come on, man. That song's already ruined. You need some good tunes like this. Bow, 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 bow. Now, can't touch this music, hits me so hard, making me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me with my two rhyme and a boot out here.
Those aren't even the words to that song.
Yeah, the words don't matter, man. You know you can't touch this, and then the rest of it's gold.
Okay, smart boy, just go fly yourself into a fan. Now, come on, let's go get some food. Just follow me. Waiter, a table for one, please.
Hey, why don't you take a closer look?
I'll tell mom!
Buzz falls into a hot dog and sauerkraut.
I don't believe it. I got 20 million brothers and sisters, and Mom tells me that I gotta look out for you.
Well, that's because it's easy, dum-dum. Nothing bad ever happens to me.
They're swept into a dustpan.
You know what? Bad is the only thing that happens to you.
Hey, pull my wing.
No.
It's not like before. I promise nothing will happen. never fall for that. It's too easy.
Channing is sweeping the grandstand. Clara Dalrymple, a middle-aged woman with dark shoulder-length hair, gazes over at Stripes.
Who does that thing belong to?
Channing follows Clara's gaze and furrows her brow. She strolls over to Clara.
It's mine, Miss Dalrymple. I had no other way of getting here. I'll go put him in the stables.
Yes, and from now on,
You will leave him at that petting zoo you and your father so laughably call a farm. This is a racetrack, dear, not the Serengeti.
Buzz and Scuzz.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer.
You don't know the words to that either.
Yeah, well, I can make up a rap song about anything. Yo, horses, of courses. We flies like to bite your booty. Then we eat your fresh hot too. Hey, whoa, whoa. What, hey, what's that?
Well, what? That's obvious. Huh? It's the racetrack referee.
Buzz, check this out. Hey, pal. Why the long face?
They're on the saddle beside Stripes.
Why long face? Still
look,
got it.
Well, what are you doing? Look, you're a horse. You all have long faces. Get it? It's a joke.
I've heard all the jokes. The other racehorses have been making fun of me ever since I was born. All I know is that I'm different.
Hey, kid, you think you had it rough? You try starting out life as a maggot. Nobody wants to pet a little maggot. Nobody.
Scuzz, come on now. Easy. Seriously, kid, what's with the stripes? Are you making some kind of statement or what?
Yeah. You know, I saw you, and I was about to say to my brother Buzz, I never seen a black horse with white stripes before, you know?
You dinwit. He is obviously a white horse with black stripes. Now, anybody can see that.
The flies are swatted. They land in horse muck.
Are we dead? Buzz, we're in heaven! Woohoo! Bon appetito!
Old John Cooper joins Clara by the rails.
Here comes your open winner, Ms. D.
Yes, well, you better be, Mr. Cooper. Anything less than a victory, and you'll be back to shoveling manure.
As Channing comes over to Stripes, two horses gallop past. They both watch the horses. Evening. Channing rides Stripes along the racetrack.
See ya, Woodsy.
Night, Ken.
Woodsy, an old man with jowly features, a droopy wet moustache, white sideboards and wearing a straw hat with a feather in it, spots Channing and Stripes.
What are you doing? Why, we shouldn't be out here.
They stand at one end of the straight with the grandstand to one side.
When I was little, my mama used to bring me out here at around this time. Put me on the saddle behind her, take me once around the track. It was like magic.
She leans forward in the saddle and takes a tight grip of the reins. Channing and Stripes gallop down the straight past the grandstand and hospitality tents of Turfway Park. Woodsy hobbles towards them.
Channing! Oh, hold on a second.
Woodsy, you're not going to tell anyone, are you?
Mum's the word. Well, who's your friend? Some turn of foot.
Stripes. It's quick, huh?
I'll say. Like to get a watch on him for real.
Dad doesn't want me to ride, let alone race.
Well, that's a crime. You move just like your mom. God rest her soul. And not even a proper saddle. Look, a trainer friend of mine's working some horses in the time trial tomorrow. Why don't you come out early and join in? Yeah, just think about it.
Woodsy about turns and limps away. Channing stares after him and sighs. Night. Nolan's washing up.
Hey. Forget where the house is?
Miss Dalrymple made me stay late.
Channing puts down her backpack.
Can't stand her.
Don't give me excuses. You don't take it out on her. If anything, you should pity her. She sees a horse, she doesn't see beauty like we do. She just sees a piece of business.
I don't see how you ever work for her. She's such a pain in the butt.
Well, because I let most of it go in one ear and out the other. It's worth it. I got a chance to work with some mighty fine horses.
Channing looks sulky.
Again, you know.
Nolan turns sharply towards her, then walks to the other side of the kitchen.
Dad, everybody says you're still the best. We just need a few horses to get us started. Then we could put old Dalrymple out to pasture where she belongs.
That's in the past, honey. I'll fix the flight. You can take Blue to work tomorrow.
Nolan busies himself.
I want to ride Stripes. He was great, Dad. You should have seen him.
He turns to her sternly.
That was a one-shot deal. You know how I feel.
What about how I feel?
The discussion's over.
But, Dad...
I said no, Jan.
You are so busy trying to keep me from hurting myself like Mom that you won't give me a chance to just try anything.
Nolan continues washing up with his back to her.
Just because you've given up on your dreams doesn't mean that I have to.
Nolan stops what he's doing and looks troubled. Channing talks to Stripes in his stable.
He treats me like I'm still a little girl.
She strokes his muzzle.
Or not. I want to race.
She stares tearfully into the zebra's eyes.
I'm gonna race. And no one can stop me.
She lets go of his muzzle. Stripes looks away towards something. Channing follows his gaze and sees a saddle over a stand. Channing gets up off the hay bale she's sitting on and goes over to the saddle. She studies it solemnly and carefully wipes off some dust. Channing gulps when she sees the initials CW on the saddle, but then turns to Stripes with ever greater resolve in her eyes. Stripes nods at Channing. Reggie grumpily heralds a new day.
Doesn't anybody have a clock?
Nolan comes out of the house pulling a checked shirt on over a white t-shirt. Descending the porch steps, he looks over at the pickup truck parked in front of the barn. Nolan opens the barn door and sees the zebra's empty stall. At the Turfway Park racetrack, horses ridden by jockeys and led by trainers are near the starting gate. Stripes and Channing are amongst them. Woodsy's standing at a rail watching and drinking coffee. Buzz and Scuzz fly round him.
Hey, it's Woodsy!
The flies sit on the rim of his cup. Scuzz falls in.
Get out of there, Scuzz! That's the man's espresso!
I know! Hey! I'm expressing myself!
You are the reason they invented fly swatters.
Yeah. Ms. Dalrymple, there are those who are saying Trenton's Pride is the only real contender in this year's Open. How do you feel about that?
Well, dear, how do you feel about that?
Ms. Dalrymple, how does Trenton's Pride compare with his legendary father?
Well, I like to believe that I can see a good bet.
The reporters catch sight of Stripes and run off to photograph and film him.
Excuse me.
Clara and Cooper push their way to the rails to look.
I can't believe we're being upstaged by a zebra.
What is that dreadful child up to now?
How can they allow this to happen?
Sir Trenton glowers, others sneer. The runners are loaded into starting gates. Photographers snap away as Stripes is badly jostled. Channing struggles to hold the squeaking Stripes. The other horses are champing at the bit. The gates open and the horses are off except for Stripes. Stripes dances around. With a kick of the stirrups, they're off. Woodsy watches agog and clicks a stopwatch. Channing stands in the stirrups as Stripes pounds along. Clara and Cooper watch stony-faced. Woodsy clicks off his stopwatch and smiles. Stripes is catching up with the others. Reporters commentate as Channing urges Stripes on.
He's on the rail and moving fast.
Nolan arrives and sees Stripes moving out to overtake the horses at the back of the pack. Their hooves kick up clods of earth into the zebra's face. Stripes rears, throwing Channing as he's hit in the eye. Nolan and Woodsy run. Clara smirks. You better make sure you get this one.
Please, just look at my eyes.
Dad, it's nothing. Listen.
This is exactly what I told you was going to happen.
Your father's right, for once.
He just got spooked. It's not his fault. He just needs some more training.
Yes, right. Although I'm sure that more than half of the blame sits squarely on the shoulders of his rider.
He's such a...
Chan. Go get Stripes and meet me in the parking lot.
Nolan turns to Clara and glowers.
You're so obsessed with winning, you're going to pick on a teenage girl?
Really, Nolan? You expect me to dignify that? I'm just a Kentucky gal who loves watching thoroughbreds racing at the top of their game.
Of course you are.
She smiles smugly and her eyes flash.
Tell you what. As chairman of the Turfway board, I hereby extend an invitation to Mr. Walsh to enter his zebra in the Kentucky Open.
She looks pleased with her announcement to the reporters.
All it takes is an entrance fee.
She shoots Nolan a challenging look. He forces the flicker of a smile, then walks away, pushing through the barrage of press people.
Well, there goes the great Nolan Walsh, everyone. Corn farmer and zebra trainer. And you can print that.
Hey, Clara, can they print that you ain't won the Kentucky Open since Nolan stopped training your horses for you?
Mind your own business, track rat.
Woodsy smiles, Sir Trenton to Stripes.
See what happens when you forget your place? A racetrack is no place for a zebra.
What did you just call me?
A zebra, which is what you are. You didn't really think you were a horse, did you?
But I am a horse. A racehorse.
You're nothing of the kind. You're lunch for a lion, and that's about it. One thing's for sure, kid. You will never be a racehorse.
Sir Trenton's led away in his regal green satin coat. Stripes looks fed up.
I thought I was a racehorse. Why did anyone tell me?
Nolan and Channing roll back slowly along a leafy track in the pickup. Stripes walks alongside on his rein.
I just can't believe you deliberately disobeyed me.
I can't believe you took her side.
No, I didn't take her side. Don't change the subject.
Mom would have let me ride. I'm not.
You know, don't bring your mother into this conversation. Just don't.
Why not? At least you would have tried to understand. It's more than I could say for you.
Don't get out of the truck. Channing, get back in the truck.
She gets on Stripes. Nolan's eyes are reflected in his rearview mirror as he watches Channing gallop off down the road on Stripes. Back at home in her bedroom, which is full of zebra paraphernalia, Channing stares out of her bedroom window morosely. Nolan goes to the pickup and reaches in the back. He pulls out a toolbox, then looks up and sees Channing staring down at him sullenly. He meets her gaze briefly and walks off. Woodsy drives up to the farm. Lightning wakes and sits up.
Well, well, well. Look what the cat drug is.
He lies down. Woodsy passes Goose, Tucker and Franny.
Don't shoot me! Don't shoot me!
Well, Jersey flashback.
Woodsy pulls up. Scuzz and Buzz are on the windscreen.
Hey, we made it, man. Nice. That sure beats flying.
We made it, but, that little skeeter here didn't.
Oh, no. You know, that's why Mom always said,
look both ways before crossing.
Nolan's in the forge.
Afternoon, Woodsy. Brings you out here.
I got a hunch about your zebra. Look at this. I left it right where it was this morning.
He shows the stopwatch.
23 seconds for a quarter mile.
I know he didn't finish, but I got him between the quarter pole and the half mile pole. 23 flat. You're a zebra.
Nolan considers. Channing enters.
Look, that zebra really wants to race. I can see it. You just need to train him.
Well, where would I do that? And even if I could, I mean, you got the $5,000 for the entrance fee? I don't.
I do. And I won most of it betting on your horses. I know a good bet when I see it, and I can't bet him if he's not in a race. Come on, Nolan.
No. That's final.
For to paint too proud to whitewash.
Whoa, whoa, he's not gonna let Stripes race. That's not cool.
Let's go talk to Tuck. Guess who?
Hey, Buzz and Scuzz, how you been, fellas?
Hey, we sure miss you down at the track.
Ah, those were some great years.
Yeah. Listen. We got some bad news for Stripes.
Let me guess. His parole officer's caught up with him. Don't let him take your life, kid.
Is he always like this?
Worse. Much worse.
Anyway, listen, kid. The chief isn't gonna let you race.
But don't worry about that. We'll cheer you up. Check this one out.
Ebony and ivory
live together in perfect harmony.
Side by side on my piano keyboard.
Get off me, you stupid flies. Get off.
Man, ebony and ivory didn't work. Oh, that's a first.
I told you we should have rapped.
Stripes, you know, walking away isn't going to solve anything.
Who cares? Leave me alone.
We've got to get this kid into the race.
Not a chance. The chief will never go for it.
Of course he will. Just like somebody else I know. He just needs a little push.
Nolan's sitting out on the porch at night.
Channing.
She turns back and stands at the screen door which leads onto the porch.
Yeah?
Why don't you come on out here? Come on. This is going to be a hard one. I mean, I think the only thing to do, really the obvious thing, is to get rid of the problem.
What? Dad. No. It's not Stripe's fault. He's not the problem. It's my fault. Can't just get rid of him. I know him better than anyone ever could. I love him.
What do you think the alternative is?
I don't ride him.
Tears roll down her cheeks.
Ever again.
That's right, honey.
Channing's face crumples. She turns away and stomps back inside. Nolan sits on the swing seat and stares down at the ground, sadly. Later, Nolan's working at his desk. Hearing a noise, he frowns and gets up. He goes to the screen door and looks out. Barging out of the door, Nolan heads across to the barn where Franny stands like a statue.
Franny? Hey.
He enters the barn and shuts the door. He squats by Franny and holds her head.
Hey.
Tucker pulls down a dusty tarpaulin and Reggie switches on a light. Nolan looks over at Reggie. The light has illuminated a shelf displaying old framed photos and prize-winning cups and rosettes. Slowly, Nolan walks over to the table. As he reaches it, Tucker whinnies at him. Nolan turns over a framed photo that was lying flat on the shelf. It's a picture of himself with a young Channing sitting on his shoulders. They stand beside a smiling woman who's wearing riding gear and sitting on a horse. He wipes the dust off the photo with his hand and perches thoughtfully on a pile of old sacks. He looks from the photo he's holding up at the array of other photos and rosettes. He blinks back tears. He looks over at Tucker, then goes over to him, crouches down in front of him, and takes the little pony's head in his hands.
How did you know?
Morning, and Channing's asleep. Gradually, she wakes up and sits up in her bed, frowning. She gets out of bed and goes over to the window. She parts the curtains and looks down to the cornfield below. Nolan is driving his tractor around the field, cutting a racetrack through the tall green corn. A smile spreads over Channing's face, and she runs down the steps outside the house.
Thank you.
She races over towards her father, who stops the tractor and gets down to greet her. Channing jumps up at him for a hug. Reggie, Franny, and Tucker are watching.
If you build it, they will come.
Well, it's showtime, kid. You ready to start training?
Why bother?
Stripes walks off.
I don't understand
this. Isn't this what he wanted?
This is exactly why I never had kids. Reggie?
Yes?
Get off my back.
Sandy's taking a drink at the bank of the creek when Stripes comes over.
Hey, Hotshot. Run into any trees lately?
Oh, great. More jokes. I really want to be alone, Sandy.
What's going on with you? That doesn't sound like the attitude of a racehorse.
That's because I'm not a racehorse. I'm not even a regular horse. I'm a...
Zebra? I know that you're a zebra. I've traveled around the world, remember?
Why didn't you say anything?
Because I don't care that you're not a racehorse. You love to run, and that's all that matters.
Maybe to you, but it's not your problem. Sandy.
You know, if you want to see the real problem, try looking down.
Fine.
Sandy gallops off. Stripes lowers his head to the still water, and his own reflection is mirrored back at him. Later, Nolan and Channing are training Stripes.
Well, now, I know it's been a long day, and after we're done with the gate, we need to start thinking about how he's going to last through the race. So we got to work on stamina more than speed, because zebras burn a whole lot more adrenaline than horses do. They have a heightened flight reflex that comes with being hunted on the plains of Africa. That's right. You're not the only one who uses the internet.
Impressive, Dad.
Let's get back to it. Let's give one more shot at it.
An enclosure.
That's it. Just careful, Chan. Careful.
Stripes panics.
Stop. Walk him away from the gate. Walk him away from the gate. It's all right.
Ah, the gate's always trouble. They should know that.
He needs a break. So do I.
Well, why is he acting like this?
Well, it's just going to take him some time to get used to, that's all. He'll be all right.
Channing takes off the saddle and Nolan takes off the halter, giving Stripes a quick stroke as he lets him walk off up the racetrack. Tucker and Franny have been observing.
I better go talk to the kid.
Take it easy on him.
Hey, kid, what's your problem?
I'm not a racehorse.
What does that mean?
I don't belong in the gate.
No, you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. Racing is for anyone with a fire in their heart.
What do you know, you little nobody? You never raced.
Turning scornfully, Stripes stomps away from the diminutive Tucker.
They're all the same.
In the barn, Stripes and Goose.
Understand. He didn't even know that I was a zebra. He doesn't get it. What's he ever done?
Let me tell you something. I've made a few clams on the ponies. This guy's all hair and no brains.
That's just about enough out of you, young colt. And Goose? Bang!
Goose falls backwards.
People think they know everything every time you try to tell somebody somebody get an attitude.
Hey, I didn't know the goat was packing.
Franny leads Stripes over to the shelf of photos.
I want you to take a look up there. You tell me what you see.
I've seen them before. The chief, my girl, and her mother.
And that's it? No. Look closer.
That's Sir Trenton.
And who else?
Tucker.
That's right, Tucker. He trained Sir Trenton. He and the chief trained all the winners, and not one of them ever thanked him.
How come he never said anything?
Because to him, actions speak louder than words. He believes in you, and now you're gonna have to believe in him too.
I'm sorry for the way I've been acting. I'm the last one who should be name-calling.
Come on, look at me, kid. When you got shorter legs than a sheepdog, you get used to being made fun of. I can relate.
It's just... I'm not really a racehorse. I'm a zebra.
So what? To me, you're just a horse with stripes who needs an attitude adjustment.
Tucker, you don't really think I have what it takes, do you?
Now, listen to me, kid. You're right. You don't have the strength or natural ability of one of the thoroughbreds.
I know it.
But you have got more heart than all of them put together.
But the gate, I freeze up. It keeps me from running. I don't know what it is. I can't do it.
Look, most horses are afraid of the gate at first. It's perfectly normal, but they get over it. You will too. You just keep running, okay? And let the chief worry about the gate. He knows what he's doing.
Stripes turns round, a determined look in his eyes. Channing gallops him round the cornfield past Woodsy and her dad. Tucker stands by a makeshift starting gate. Channing is bent low over the zebra's neck as it hurtles along the track through the corn. As she passes Woodsy and Nolan again, her father checks the stopwatch in his hand.
You see that?
Good job, Chad!
There it is! That's what I'm talking about!
Good job, Chad, walking out!
We might actually have a chance.
Yeah, if we're lucky, maybe it's 99-1.
Well, there's just one thing left to work on. That's the gate.
Oh, no problem. It works for every kind of horse there is.
Yeah, well, the problem is he's not a horse.
Relax, Nolan. If anyone can do it, you can. I'm counting on it.
Tin cans, empty bottles, and horseshoes hang from a rope being tugged by Tucker.
It's gonna sound like a carnival. You're not gonna know which way to look. I want you to just look straight ahead. Just ignore all that noise, all that talk, all that yelling, all that jingling. Come on now.
You gotta let all this just out of your mind. All that's got to fall away. That's right. That's right. Because I want your world to be silent. I want you to hear nothing but your own heartbeat. That's it.
Nolan's reflected in Stripes' eye.
That's it. That's it. You got the idea. Come on now. Good boy, Chan. Duck your head. That's not so hard, is it? Slow down. That's good. Good boy. Just like that. There you go. Oh.
They lead Stripes into a narrow archway with a shed on either side and wooden gates. The chest-high gates, front and back, shut him in.
You did it.
Yeah, I guess I did, huh?
Now what?
Now you give it all you got.
He and Tucker pull two cords and Stripes bursts out of the gate, watched by Pride and his father.
They cannot be serious. This will not stand. I will not allow that beast to run in my competition.
Please, father, don't interfere. I can win it fair and square.
That's not a risk I'm willing to take.
Clara watches Stripes through binoculars. She turns to Cooper beside her.
Brad's workout schedule.
Cooper walks away. She raises the binoculars.
Now or never, feel like I could run forever.
Pride works out on a treadmill in the training facility.
On the blue horizon,
Clara smiles as she watches his progress.
We have to win it. Hold on.
Stripes pulls a wagon of logs. The thoroughbreds race on the track, Stripes round the cornfield. Pride is wrapped in a red sauna suit, while Stripes pushes a barrel with his nose.
Something I don't want you to forget.
Franny and Tucker watch closely. Lightning, his head on the porch, raises a long floppy ear. Pride's treadmill work continues. Stripes storms out of the gate. Channing holds up gold and blue racing colours in front of a mirror. Scuzz does weight training.
Come on, Scuzz, what are you doing here? Give it to me! Push!
I can't do no more, take it! Put the marshmallows back on!
You ate the marshmallows!
Hey,
the
no, the
no!
In Woodsy's racing paper, a photograph of Stripes under a headline, Zebra enters Kentucky Open. Tucker's up on Lookout Hill, gazing down at the track. He turns to see Pride's father, Sir Trenton.
Boy, are you in for a surprise. You'll never beat a Trenton.
In the yard, Channing sits on the water trough, scrubbing a saddle blanket. She tosses the brush in the soapy water.
Oh, you weren't supposed to hear that.
Oh, God, what is that? I got a million eyes and you got every one of them burning.
Buzz and Skurs are caught in a soap bubble.
Well, tomorrow's a big day, kid.
Do you think I'm ready?
Absolutely. Listen, you can run, there's no doubt about that. But remember, your legs are going to be burning up like fire when you're turning for home. And that's when you find out what you're really made of. You know what I used to tell all my racers? Don't look back, leave it all on the track.
What does that mean?
Kid, when the time is right, you'll know.
A puzzled Stripes looks away. Night. Stripes is restless. He walks through the moonlit barn. Franny sees him.
Where you think you're going? You have a big day tomorrow. You can't go.
I need to make things right with Sandy.
All right. I understand. But listen, a little advice from an old goat. Relationships are like racing. When you do it for love, you've already won. Go on, go on.
Sandy stands by the creek. The moon, a small crescent in the sky.
Hey, Sandy.
What? I was hoping you'd come by.
I'm sorry that I was mean.
You go first.
The things I said the other day, I just want to say I was wrong.
Well, yeah. You got me so mad because you weren't seeing it.
Seeing what?
How lucky you are.
Me? Lucky?
Yes.
The grass is way greener on your side of the fence. Look at those fancy training facilities. You've got everything a racehorse could ever dream of.
Yeah, everything except real friends. Friends like you have. And a friend like I bet you are.
Listen, Sandy. I know I don't look like a racehorse, but...
Stop! Stop. You know, I care more about what's on the inside, and you have more on the inside than any of the horses over there. And... Well, I also happen to think that what you have on the outside is the cutest thing on four hooves. And just so you know, I'm already on your side.
Stripes nuzzles up to Sandy. They turn when they hear Sir Trenton trot up.
Well, well, well. What have we here? Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, no. Sir Trenton.
I'm afraid there's been a change of plan, Zebra. You're about to get scratched from tomorrow's race car.
Oh, no. There's so many.
It's okay. Let's stay calm.
Pretty picture, huh, boys?
Don't do this, Sir Trenton. Please.
Take her away.
All right, boss. Let's go.
Sandy!
Stripes, I'm not going anywhere without you.
It's all right, Sandy. Just go.
Sir Trenton has a posse of helpers.
You don't want to see this.
You better not hurt her.
Oh, don't fret about her. As long as you don't race tomorrow, I wouldn't dream of harming her. You, on the other hand, need to be taught a lesson. Show him.
His back to the water, Stripes watches the horses close in. They all rear up, hooves ready to strike. By his empty stall.
That's just great. The race is in 4 hours.
Well, he went out last night. He said he was gonna go find Sandy.
And you, Miss Softy, you just let him go, didn't you? Goose, time to earn your keep.
I'm on it.
Goose soars over the trees, flapping his long pelican wings.
Where are you, kid? Where are you?
Flying over the creek, his keen eyes spot the zebra lying on his side. Following on foot are Franny and Tucker, Goose lands beside Stripes.
Looks like the work of a pro. Hey, kid, come on, wake up. How many wings am I holding up?
Franny and Tucker arrive on the scene.
Is he okay?
Goose, go get him some water.
Goose goes to the creek and fills his beak.
I knew I should have stayed with him last night.
Goose trickles water over Stripes' nose and mouth. The zebra opens his eyes.
Oh, they have Sandy. Sir Trent's gonna hurt her if I race.
Those dirty rats. I say we get busy and show those bums what for. Pow!
Oh yeah, no, you're right. You are right. Let us go and kick some horse flank. Come on, y'all.
Let's move here with the squad team.
Back at the barn.
Oh! Thank you. Now listen, to rescue Sandy, we all have to work together.
Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in!
Here's the plan! And I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. I could build a giant wooden chicken and hide inside. Then, under cover of night, I'll jump out and I'll...
The animals all look at Reggie the rooster and wait.
I could just stay home.
Knock it off, Reggie. Now listen up. Here's what we're gonna do.
At the racing stables...
I won this race. My daddy won it. His daddy won it. All the way back to General Trenton, who won the first Kentucky Open 100 years ago. Do you get my point?
I'll do my best, Dad.
Yeah, well, good.
Pride is led away by a groom. Sandy's in her stall.
You won't get away with this, Sir Trenton.
Hush now, little girl. You're interfering with my Mozart. I wonder if he was a thoroughbred.
There's Sandy.
Yeah, and there's Sir Trenton, all 1,500 pounds of him. We'll never get her out of there.
Yes, we will. We just need a diversion.
I got your diversion right here. Out of my way.
Go, stick with the plan.
Hey, moron, up here.
Huh?
Never side against the family.
Goose poops but misses. He flies into a wooden beam. A bucket falls on his head.
Will you remind me again why we brought him?
Hey, who killed the lights?
How did you get in here? Say your prayers, Pelican. Your lights are about to go out for good.
Can I get a little help?
Oh, great. There goes Plan A.
Say hello!
To Plan B.
Horse's booty at 12 o'clock. Follow me, Buzz. You're my wingman.
No way. You follow me. You are my wingman. I am not your wingman.
You're my bull-my wingman.
Whoa, dude. A little trim wouldn't kill ya.
Scuzzes up Sir Trenton's nose. The horse sneezes him across to the hi-fi.
What is that hideous racket?
Get back here, you chicken. Come on, I'll fight you with one wing behind my back.
Nobody is allowed in my stables. I'll shut you up for good.
Scuzz, you always get us in trouble.
Hey, chicken. Walk this way. Come on, Buzz.
This ain't my speed, here, Scuzz.
Oh, come on, you can do it. You're super fly, son.
All right, partner, step back and watch me work. She told me to.
Walk this way.
Talk this
way.
Say it like you mean it.
Walk this way.
Come on now.
Talk this way.
What is going on here?
Tucker, get Sandy.
You're the boss.
Walk this way.
Franny shuts Sir Trenton in his stall and Tucker frees Sandy.
Come on, Sandy. Tucker, you old rail rat, I might have known you'd be
behind
this.
Let's go, quick.
You and your animal freak show have gotten in my way for the last time. Those legs won't carry you far,
hey,
Tucker.
Wait for us.
Sir Trenton hammers at the stall door. Stripes frets in the field by the fence.
Where are they?
Oh, come on.
Stripes! Over here!
Sandy! Look out! He's coming!
Sir Trenton thunders after Sandy, Tucker, and Franny. Sandy leaps a gate and Franny clambers through a gap.
I'm getting too old for this.
Listen, you was born too old for this. Let's go!
Tucker follows her through. Sir Trenton rears up.
You won't get away with this!
Leave us alone, Sir Trenton.
You and your foolish friends have accomplished nothing. The affections of a filly do not make you a racehorse.
You know something, Sir Trenton? I don't want to be a racehorse. I'm a zebra, and I'm going to the big race.
You fool.
Come on, Tucker. Let's go win ourselves a horse race.
I like your attitude.
You runs don't know what you're in for.
He's nowhere south of the barn.
It's not by the creek either. What are we gonna do?
Well, we're gonna keep looking. We'll start at the top of the hill.
Well, let's go! We got a race to run!
Stripes is missing. We don't know what happened.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. He looks okay to me.
They turn to see him.
Jan, get him cleaned up and loaded right now.
You got it, Cash.
She runs off towards the four animals trotting up the road towards the farm.
It's the filly.
It always is.
Hey, she's from Philly. I didn't know she was from Philly. Oh, man, I love those Philly cheesesteaks. Or any kind of cheese, really. Or actually any kind of food from anywhere. Especially candy and poop. What were we talking about?
I hate my life.
Woodsy's car pulls out, followed by the truck pulling the horse box and bringing up the rear, Buzz and Scuzz. The others watch them go.
Guys, I'm not gonna let Tucker have all the fun. There's no way I'm missing this.
Hey, hold on! Wait for me! Yee-haw! This chicken is flying the coop!
Finally, some peace and quiet. Y'all go ahead. Bye-bye now.
I'll just stay here and watch the palace for shizzle. Woof.
The racetrack's full. Channing unpacks her gear.
Hang on a sec. I think your mom would want you to have that.
Nolan hands his daughter a box. She opens it to find her mother's name, Carolyn Walsh, and her racing shirt and cap in blue and gold.
Dad, I don't know what to say.
No, you were right. You know, I've been scared since Mom died. You know, too scared to train horses. Too scared to let you grow up. You forgive your old man?
Daddy, you're not old.
Standing in the back of the truck, she hugs Nolan.
All right, well, let's get a move on.
The horses and the zebra are shown in the paddock. Nolan leads Stripes, who's wearing a blue and gold face mask and saddle blanket. Nolan smiles with pride on seeing Channing march out in her racing colours. She strides up to him and he affectionately strokes her cheek.
Riders!
The jockeys mount. Nolan helps Channing into the saddle.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you all please stand and join in singing the national anthem?
While the flag is raised, Tucker offers his last bit of advice.
All right, kid. When you're in the gate, don't listen to the other races. Let them do all the horsing around. You save your energy for when it counts.
Right. But, Tucker, I do kind of feel sick to my stomach.
Good. That means you're ready.
Buzz and Scuzz join in the singing. They're enjoying their vantage point on a fancy hat on a woman's head. Scuzz comforts his weeping brother. A punter has striped makeup on his face. They're out on the track now, with Stripes dwarfed by the horse ridden by the man leading him to the gate. Stripes brings up the rear. Nolan runs into the grandstand and stands near Clara, who's dressed in pink.
Nolan? Clara, beautiful day, huh?
Well, it would be if you weren't working so hard to ruin my race day with that glorified donkey of yours. You're awfully chipper for someone who's about to lose.
You want to make this more interesting? I mean...
I'm listening.
All right, I'll make you a deal. My zebra wins, I get your filly, the white jumper. And your horse wins, I'll give you the Walsh Farm.
Nolan, well, my filly is worth twice as much as your piece of land. I tell you what, you lose, and you come back to work for me. Lifetime contract in writing.
The two eyeball each other.
It'll be real nice to have you back, Nolan.
They shake hands and she walks away from Nolan, who seems a little shocked. Tucker discusses Buzz and Goose.
No speeches, you all know what to do. Go get him.
Sandy.
There he is! Come on, friend!
Tucker turns round to see the filly and the goat join him.
You didn't think we were going to let you have all the glory to yourself, did you?
Just like old times, Franny.
Channing and Stripes wait by the starting gate with their horsemen escort as Roughshod and Pride arrive with their jockeys and mounted escorts. Channing eyes the taller horses around her.
Ladies and gentlemen, the starters now called the roll.
The track announcer.
The horses are approaching the starting gate.
Loaders in pale blue outfits lead the horses and their jockeys into the numbered starting stalls and close the rear gates behind them. One horse rears up on its hind legs. A bank of photographers snap away and bunting flutters in the stiff breeze. A loader leads Stripes and Channing into their stall and the gate is shut behind them. Some of the horses talk trash to one another. Other horses move restlessly in their stalls. One bangs its head against the cage, but Stripes remains focused and staring ahead. The announcer watches from a viewing hut overlooking the track. Nolan takes off his cap as the race starts. Clara lifts her binoculars. Sandy and the others look on. The horses thunder around the track. Stripes and Channing are on the inside. Roughshod barges Stripes towards the inner rail. Goose flies overhead with Buzz and Scuzz.
The Roughshod's got him boxed in.
Copy that, Big Goose.
10-4, Roger Wilco.
Buzz and Scuzz fly down to Tucker at the trackside.
Tell Stripes to hug the rail and make his move at the turn.
Got it. Let's fly.
Hey, Buzz.
What?
Did you ever notice the irony when you said let's fly?
What are you talking about?
I'm just asking, because we are flies and all, you know? You ever examine life and think about that stuff?
Would you shut up? Hey, Tucker says to hug the rail and make your move at the turn. You're doing great, kid. You're doing great.
Buzz hovers by Stripes' ear. In the stands, Clara shoots Cooper an excited look. On the track, Roughshod is still boxing Stripes in close to the rail.
That's a rail taste.
The jockey on Roughshod lashes Stripes with his whip. Goose, Buzz and Scuzz.
That's the dirtiest trick in a book.
Oh, not for long. Time to take a bite out of crime.
Oh, I hate horse meat. Here goes.
Scuzz bites Roughshod's rear end and the horse bucks off his rider. Nolan grins, Clara's shocked.
Out of the race. Marietta's rock and
that's my boy, you've always been a pain in the butt.
Clara and Cooper look through binoculars at Pride, who's running in third position.
It's running the perfect race, he's moving like an absolute winner, chance to fly right up there in third spot. But the sentimental choice Stripes, he's coming under pressure, starting to come back along the inside.
Stripes has dropped back into last position. Woodsy reacts as he watches Stripes. Clara grins down from the stands at Nolan, who shrugs his shoulders and approaches Woodsy.
That is too much to ask, Alan.
Stripes is exhausted.
I can't do it.
Tucker's watching.
Oh boy, maybe I was wrong. He might not have it.
Buzz and Scuzz report back to Tucker and the others.
The kid is wiped out!
Yeah. He's falling back fast.
All right, okay, one last shot. You tell him if he believes he's not good enough, he should stop trying, it's okay.
This is Superfly! We're proceeding to the target! Do you copy, Scuzz?
Hey, I told you to use my code name, Luke Scuzzwalker!
Buzz and Scuzz dodge through the leading pack of horses to get to Stripes.
Coach says that if you're not good enough, you should stop trying! It's okay!
You tell Tucker I've got a message for him!
Buzz and Scuzz fly back to Tucker.
Hey, Stripes said to tell you, don't look back, leave it all on the track.
Yes, that trick works every time.
Channing grips on tight as Stripes accelerates and starts to move up on the inside, gaining on the leaders. Nolan joins Woodsy, watching from the rail. They're on the finishing straight. Sandy and Tucker call out.
Stripes! Come on, Stripes!
Stripes catches up with Pride, who's leading the race. The pair are neck and neck as they race for the finish. Nolan and Woodsy shout encouragement. Pride's jockey leers as Pride barges Stripes and Channing's stirrup scrapes the rail. Channing clings on. Buzz and Scuzz are perched on Tracker's nose. Spectators in the stands are on their feet as they watch the two horses who are still neck and neck. Nolan yells and waves his cap in the air. Cooper watches calmly, but Clara screams at pride from the stands. In slow motion, Pride and Stripes race the final furlong through bits of flying grass. Pride strains forward with every well-bred sinew. Stripes pounds on determinedly, driven by pure guts and instinct focused on the goal ahead. Stripes just pulls ahead as they pass the finish line in a photo finish. Nolan and Woodsy cheer. Clara squawks with dismay. In the crowd, the mailman celebrates Stripes' victory as the official results appear on a board. Stripes jogs down the track.
I can't believe it! I won!
As Woodsy and Nolan celebrate, Cooper silently follows Clara as she stalks from the stands. Channing takes off her racing goggles and gives Stripes a well-earned pat.
Come on, hurry up! We're going to the winner's circle! This is his moment, guys! Come on, he did it!
Channing dismounts near the grandstand. Nolan ducks under the rail and races across the grass to give her a big hug.
Your mom will be so proud. And so am I.
He hugs her to him, lifting Channing's feet off the ground. Pride passes Stripes.
Hey, Stripey.
Yeah?
My father was wrong about you. You're a great racer.
Thanks! So are you. We left it all on the track, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we did. I'll see you at the fence?
Yeah. See ya.
Nolan and Channing lead Stripes towards the winner's circle, where Tucker and the others are waiting.
Great job, Goose. You make a lousy gangster, but you're a stand-up pelican.
Listen, you mug. Hey, that's the nicest thing a very short horse ever said to me.
Well, then why don't you stick around here, Goose? We make a pretty good team.
Now, that's an offer I can't refuse. But first, there's something I gotta take care of.
I demand an inquiry! You hear me?
Channing, over here!
That zebra was all over the field!
He's over there!
Excuse me, I want that zebra disqualified!
Say hello to my little friend.
And I insist that you pay attention!
The press react as Goose poops on Clara's hat brim. She gawps. Her lips quiver as it drips off the brim.
Excuse me?
Reggie hops after Clara as she pushes her way out through the crowd.
Well, I know how you feel, honey. It happened to me. All I can tell you is rinse, lather, and repeat. Rinse, lather, and repeat!
In the circle, the press crowd around the winning team as Nolan is awarded a silver trophy. He hugs Channing, who's holding a large bunch of roses. Stripes wears a wreath of roses too. Sandy peers over the rail around the enclosure.
Stripes! Stripes, over here! Stripes
ambles over to Tucker and Franny, who are behind the press pack.
Come on, get back up there. You should be in the winner's circle.
We both should be. I'd be nothing without you.
Stripes bows his head and the wreath of roses slides onto Tucker's neck.
Kid.
You know, the roses make you look like Elvis. Very Elvis, very Elvis 75.
I'm so proud of you, Stripes.
Thanks, Sandy.
Woodsy. Woodsy waves cash at Nolan and Channing, who smile and rejoin Stripes. Buzz and Scuzz pose on the zebra's brow. Goose lands on the rail nearby. Channing strokes Stripes.
Say cheese!
A framed photo of the winners and their animal pals stands in pride of place on a shelf, filled with rosettes and other winning snapshots. ITFC audio description was read by Alan Blyton.
The ground is like a wheel beneath your feet.
no matter how you try, you just weren't moving. And whatever risk. They tell me I'm a loser, I'm a hopeless freak. I look kind of funny, and my little legs are weak. Wrong side of the blanket, wrong side of the track. I hear the accusations when they talk behind my back. All the money's on the favorite, I don't get a second glance. I might even in the running here with an outside chance. Against me in a two-horse race.